Hello and welcome to the latest interview with Slough Joint Manager Neil Baker. How are you, Neil?
I'm well, John.
Have you recovered from Monday?
Yes, I have. It's been a good week off the back of two wins. It's been very exciting time to be managing Slough Town.
And once again this evening at Arbor Park, another training session under your belt. How were the players with Knox?
Yeah, we've got Guy, who's got a problem with his heel. He had a problem on Monday, which he'd picked up on Saturday. Managed to get through the 90 minutes. He didn't train tonight. We're expecting him to be fit with putts. He came off with his groin complaint, and I'm expecting he'll probably have a fitness test and, be touch and go. Hopefully that we can, include him in the squad. But I think he's probably less likely out of the two. But everyone else seems to be fine. No other problems. Obviously, we're still without Gavin James and Lee Togwa.
And in terms of other players who may be out getting game time, are there any of the squad going to be out over the weekend?
No, there won't be. Everyone will be with us. I mean, we won't have Jamie Jackson. Jacko is on his honeymoon. He went today. So we will have Dan Hicks with us. We'll have Gurkhan with us. And we'll have the strongest squad that we can have for this particular game.
And in terms of the training session this evening, how was it? Especially after the boys had, two games in 3 days over the weekend.
Yeah, no, we still worked, relatively hard tonight. We worked a bit on attack v defence. And we stressed upon the importance of Saturday, really. Chipstead are coming to us with absolutely nothing to lose. They've had they had a great result on Monday against Carl Shorten, beating them 3-2. And they've picked up some really good results. I think they're pretty much a new side that's been put together by their manager in the summer, and they've started really well. So they'll come with no fear, and I'm sure they'll give us a really, really good game. So, we stressed upon the importance of making sure that our minds are at it, and we said that there'll be some cup upsets on Saturday, and we need to make sure we're not one of them.
How important is the cup this season? Obviously, started really well in the league so far, up at second in the table. But the cup so far with Slough, you haven't really had a good run.
No, we haven't. The FA Cup's always important for every non-league club. It's an important cup competition because you get the opportunity for some glory, and obviously the financial rewards are well documented. So, from a personal point of view, myself and John, we've only got to the fourth qualifying round as managers. We've both played. I've played in the second round proper, and I think John's the same as well. But as managers, we'd like to take that next step and try and get to the first round proper. Obviously, saw what happened with Chesham last year, and it must have been a fantastic time for them as a club and as a group of players and the manager. So we'd like to try and emulate that and try and get that bit of glory of getting to the first round proper. Because I think I saw some, I can't remember who it was, but somebody was talking about the FA Cup and really that non-league their FA Cup is getting to the first round proper, and obviously if you can get beyond that then you exceed any expectations. So we know it's important, and we want to have a good run in it, and it starts with a game against Chipstead. It could finish on Saturday against Chipstead, and hopefully it won't, but we'll be on guard and we'll be doing the right things, and we won't be taking Chipstead lightly, that's for sure.
And Saturday happens to fall on non-league day, FA Cup first qualifying round. Yeah. It's an exciting time. Are you hoping for a big crowd again?
Yeah, I'd hope so. Hopefully people came to the game on Monday and were impressed with what's going on at Slough. Not just on the field, but off the field. It's I think people like to watch football in an impressive stadium and like to watch winning teams. And at the moment, that's what we are. We are winning games of football, and you can't help but enjoy watching football there. I mean, it's a fantastic facility, and I think with a bit of luck that we'll get a decent crowd. I'm not necessarily saying we're going to be getting exactly what we got on Monday, but I'd hope to be sort of knocking on the door for 800-900 to 1,000 potentially, but you just don't know. It's like plucking. I really don't know. For all we know, it could be 500, it could be 1,200. It's anything in between. So we're just hopeful that we can get a decent crowd and sort of roar the lads on to try and get to the next round.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the most important thing, having your name in the hat. You've obviously now, the end of August, we're now into September. Mm-hmm. How would you look back on August?
You can only say it's been a great month. It's been a great month for the club, you know, in coming home. It's been a great month for the team and for ourselves as managers. You know, it was probably... Everyone wants to start the season as well as we have done. I don't think that we were in our sort of right minds expected us to start as well as we have done. But what it does is it breathes confidence and you know, hopefully that can be taken into September and into our next league games against Redditch and then Weymouth and beyond that. Listen, it's been a tremendous month to be involved at Slough Town Football Club, and you know, long may it continue. Hopefully we can progress up the league and you know, be sort of fighting for one of those promotion spots.
Excellent. Well, it starts with the cup action on Saturday. Thank you very much for your time. Good luck.
Cheers, John.
And we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.